Read out 009. What's in a name? August 25, 2021. There are lots of answers to that. And then there's kind of mine, although I guess mine is more than one. So a few examples that I know exist. In biblical times, names generally were assigned by parents, of course, and had meanings, or in some cases, I don't know how they got assigned, but they had meanings, meaning that the name either defined who someone was in a literal sense, or the name was chosen for someone who ended up being what that name represented, and I always wondered how that worked out. In some cases, the name was assigned later, so Peter was named, I think his initial name was Simon in the New Testament by Jesus, to mean the rock, and Peter, of course, is Peter, Pete, is rock. So that was a name signifying something specific. So that's been used not only in those cultures, but in many cultures since, and probably sometimes in ours. We like to look up what names mean. In the TV show Roots, at least the 2016 version, I didn't actually see all of the 1970s version, there's a repeated concept of your name is your spirit, your name is who you are. Again, those names were assigned at birth by the parents. In fact, it was, at least as portrayed in the series, it's kind of a ceremonious occasion that those names were assigned. In modern times, as I said, we do still name our kids, but it varies how we decide what the name is. But there's a new thing happening, at least I think it's new, that is people choosing a name later, but not only necessarily once. Now, we do have examples throughout a large spate of history where people have been renamed for various purposes, such as baptisms, baptismal names. I'm not sure about this, but I think in the Jewish culture, there's a name change you can have at manhood. I'd have to verify that. But that's not an unheard of concept. But again, that's kind of a one-time thing. As an aside, I'll mention that in, I think it's either Sweden or Switzerland, according to something I read about a year ago, a little less, there is a rule that says you can only change your name once, but you can change your name, but you can only change it once. I don't know if that's still the case, and I hope I have the country at least within 50% of being right, because I'm doing this from memory. But what we have, what I've seen, especially in the younger community, but not exclusively in the younger community in the U.S. now, really online, I'll say, not necessarily just the U.S., is this tendency to rename somewhat suddenly in some cases, and for a few people, repeatedly. Now, I said these are things that I've seen. Here's my perception of names. Names, to me, become an attachment to someone in the sense of they are linked very specifically to a person. And this gets a little philosophical, I suppose, but when I say linked to a person, I necessarily mean linked to a person's identity, but really the person's identity as I perceive it. So if I say Bob to my brother, that is obviously my brother's name, but also in my head, it connects with brother. It connects with all the characteristics I know as my brother. And if I'm close to my brother, I'm liable to say it in somewhat endearing ways occasionally. And in fact, that has caused me to be misunderstood in the community sometimes because I'll make endeared versions of names, say, wow, stuff like that sometimes, that I don't mean to be demeaning. In fact, sometimes I've asked people. I think occasionally that's been perceived as odd. But it's, you know, obviously I don't tend to do that in a professional setting because it is not understood there. But in an informal setting, I do that if I really care about somebody. And so in my head, a name gets fairly deeply attached to someone. And I think that's a characteristic. I don't think it's normal in the sense of frequently occurring to be that strong of a connection. I might be wrong there, but I think I have an unusually strong connection to names. All that I'm bringing up is kind of a background or a combination of things to say this. When a person changes names frequently, it tends to throw me for a loop because it's hard for me to keep up with it and because it breaks a connection that I do have. So if I lose permission to say Thewa or something like that, and it's not about being told not to say it in a special way. That is its own thing. It's awkward, but it's not a big deal because people usually don't mean that to break anything. They just say, you know, I don't like you to say it that way because people misinterpret it or whatever. You know, I'm not even sure if anybody's ever said that to me, but I've imagined someone could. What I mean is somebody changing their name from, say, Sarah to Tony suddenly without any expectation on my side. And then changing it again to, you know, Vinny or Betty or something later over time. It's a continuous process. So I've had to make a deal with at least one person of picking among a couple of names I can continue to use because the person has changed names a number of times. I actually would have to sit down and think how many over the years. It's somebody I've known for over 20 years. It's hard on me, and I wonder how hard it is on other people. But really, my concern for the name change concept is deeper than my own experience and my own problems with it. It's my notion, again, of identity. And I'm going to kind of allude to the Who Am I readout that I did a ways back. Identity to me is an oak tree kind of a concept. It's a long-term concept. And again, going back to roots, which of course is named somewhat symbolically in that sense, roots meaning ancestry. I am me because I was made me by the people before me. That was a big thing in that particular culture. It's not in every culture, maybe. It's certainly not in every person I know, but it's a very valid viewpoint. And it's a stabilizing one. And I generally think of an identity as a stabilizing concept. I don't think of identity as things that change a lot. It's quite the opposite. I think of a person's identity as the things that don't change. What makes you you versus anything else around me is kind of by definition going to be a constant. Now, admittedly, a person who changes names a lot, eventually in my mind will go, okay, so part of this person's identity is that they want to change their name a lot. Because that becomes a constant. But anything that you are consistently, which usually includes your name, gender, approximate voice color, habits, interests. I mean, obviously some of these will morph a little bit, but you're going to have standard things that are going to define you as you. I worry for people who change their names a lot because I worry that it is going to be a direct form of destabilization of the internal nature of that person, the sense of, for lack of a better word, internal security. The sense of who I am, at least, is a stabilizing concept. I know who I am because I've been around long enough to know what is constant about me. I know what things I can't change about me without breaking something. I know things I can bend. I know things I like, dislike, all these different things that make up a person. If you change everything all the time, and obviously a name is not everything, but if you change a lot of things all the time, I start wondering, what are you going to be to yourself? When you wake up in the morning, who do you perceive yourself to be? How can you end up being happy with something that has no sense of stability? Now, this is my perspective, so I'm actually putting this out here with a curiosity. I've assumed for most of my life that everyone alive needs that kind of certainty, that kind of stability. I'm not sure I'm right about that. This is my perspective, so I don't know if there are people out there that have absolutely no need for something constant about themselves. I can't imagine that, but I wonder if it exists. You know, obviously I'm not everybody. So I do wonder, but I'm just kind of admitting to people, I worry about this, because in the modern world that I've seen people changing names, I've seen people changing gender identity, and I'm talking about repeated changes, not just I change because I have felt this way all my life and really need to. I'm talking about people who say, okay, today I'm this and tomorrow I'm that, and this is a new thing within the last year that was never true in the last 6 years that I've known a person, those kinds of things. I know about gender fluid, but again, if you become gender fluid, name fluid, who you remember, who you talk to fluid, what you remember fluid, and I'm not exaggerating. I've heard every individual one of these reported from people over the last 6 years as being fluids. I wonder who the person can possibly be defined as. And I then wonder, how can you be happy without having any sort of identification of who you are? So, going back to Readout 000, I'm not saying I'm right, I'm saying I'm me. These are my perspectives. This is not me saying what's right out there. And in fact, this case is a curiosity. I'm not sure how someone could think differently, but I wonder if someone does. I wonder if people can genuinely be happy without referring to anything about themselves that is constant. I have been brought up by teachers, family, experiences, movies, things I've read, to believe that identity is a solid thing, identity is a necessary thing, and those two put together mean that to be a stable human being, you must have something about yourself that you know to be a constantly true thing about you that defines you. I don't, again, I said this is a little bit theoretical, a little bit philosophical, but I should have said abstract. Kind of is that. So that's my thoughts on what's in a name, because it really is, at the end of all this, a question, not a statement. I have my answer. I don't know what everybody else's answers are. But my answer is, my name is connected to me. It is not who I am exactly, although I like what it means, by the way. My name happens to mean Douglas, dark seas or deep waters, some people say. That's my first name. I think it is good to keep a name, because it's good not to confuse and, in my case, break identity connections and things, but that's me. For anybody who wants to understand why it takes me a while to keep up with a change of name, remember, it does hurt me. That doesn't mean I'll tell you not to do it. It means it does directly hurt me if I'm close to you when you tell me I can't use a name that I've used before. It physically breaks, I say physically because it feels like that, it breaks the connection. It's like I have to make a new one. I'm not saying it's right, I'm saying it's me. And that is a characteristic of mine. I guess you might say, just like my name is.